Hello and welcome back to Masterpiece Theatre. This week we'll be looking in-depthly at Gremlins 3, The Frosty Batch. Playing Billy the Elf himself is none other than Sir Anthony Hopkins, and Terry, his counterpart, is being played by Sir Kenneth Branagh. Deep within Act 3, we have our two protagonists making their way back to Santa's workshop, whereas they stumble upon a small, helpless, furry creature. Let's see what these two brilliant actors do with this material now that the scene is set. And go.
We are Santa's elves.
Wait, stop.
What is that?
Wait, what? Listen, it's bad enough you make me sing this song. It's cold, I'm thirsty, and we still have this whole podcast to go.
Don't be a ninny poopy. Didn't we talk about you working on your Christmas cheer?
I swear to God, if Santa wasn't watching, I'd put my foot up your ass.
Oh, you frosty pants. Maybe it just needs the comfort of a wholesome review about the first episode of a streaming series.
Oh my God, seriously.
And then some sugary sweet reminiscing about a movie from our childhood. All wrapped up with a hug.
Dude, this thing probably bites. Why don't you just take a picture for Instagram and tag our friends at JARP_podcast or send them an email at jarppodcast@gmail.com.
Nonsense.
Those guys will know what to do.
Nonsense, you candy Nancy. You probably just want some water.
Don't, man. That's all the water we've got, you fluffy monkey.
No, he's thirsty, you pussy wiper.
Stop it, you cracky lip smack. Give it here.
Oh, no.
Look what you've done.
He's all wet now and gonna freeze out here. And it's my elvish duty to save him.
Oh, God. Fine. But if the big guy asks, it was all your idea. Ooh, why is he all goopy?
Here, put him in my backpack. He's probably getting sick.
Oh, you know what? I'm getting sick of this stupid song. Do we really have to sing it every time?
And a 1, 2, 3.
We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves.
Oh my God. What's he doing? It's biting me. Oh my God. Raskin. Oh my God.
Sean, no.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Just Another Review Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Sean, and I'm here with my main man, Russ. And we are actually, for the first time
ever,
episode 24 now, we are doing the podcast in the same room together.
That's right. I'm Russ, and I'm here with my main squeeze, Sean, and I'm in his studio.
Ouch.
House.
Just pinched my butt.
Studio. In his house, in the studio.
It's really good because we feel it's going to really help the podcast. And plus, when Russ gets out of line, I can just reach over and smack him one.
Smack that.
There you go. And let's get into it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Today's episode, we are going to be looking at the Netflix series Elves. Who's in it? Russ, you forgot to ask, but you're going to ask.
Who's in it?
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher these names.
Who's in it, Sean?
Vivella Sogard Holm plays the little girl Liv. Anne Eleonora Jorgensen plays Karen. She looks a lot like what's her name? We'll have to cut this part out because now it just seems stupid. And also stars Petter Thomas Pedersen. What a name. Petter Thomas Pedersen.
Petter Thomas Pedersen.
Parents must not have liked
him. Say that five times fast. Yeah. Petter Thomas Pedersen. Petter Thomas Pedersen. Petter Thomas Pedersen. Petter Thomas Pedersen. Petter Thomas Pedersen.
He plays the dad.
Mads.
The dad. The series is directed by Roni. Let's say Roni. That sounds way better.
Roni.
Macaroni Ezra, and you'd know his directorial features
yes.
From such great films as
Schmeggelagenachorchorinen.
My favorite.
And then to wrap it all up, everything's going to be pink.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either. And just a little bit of production info, the very little that I could find on IMDb, because I don't have the time to search any further than that.
Wow.
It was filmed in Greater Copenhagen, Denmark, but I think we kind of figured it being a Danish show that it was filmed somewhere in Denmark.
Perhaps on an island.
Perhaps.
Armond Island.
Armond Island.
Not to be confused by Aardman and Animation. Wallace and Gromit's trousers.
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into it.
Okay.
Episode one, like Russ mentioned, is Armond Island. I used to know a guy whose name was Armond. Amon. I don't know.
What was his name, Sean?
His name was Amon, okay. But not Armond. But I think I called him Armond. I don't remember. He doesn't listen to this anyways. Episode one.
I wonder why.
Armond Island. I just made fun of him. He's like, screw this guy. Synopsis. Let's do this. Oh, yes, this is Christmas. Ooh. Family singing in your head.
Yes.
You weren't paying attention and hit an elf. Now it's dead. Stay off of this back road. Stick to the coast one. This big fence is protection. Don't break through, it's not fun. The girl at the store is a cock tease.
Not really.
And Karen's no fun. This town's batshit crazy. Josephine's damned everyone.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I was kind of hoping you'd maybe clap along.
I was doing little bits of like,
I did. Oh, I heard that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's better than doing nothing.
Yeah. I didn't want to like mess up the beat if I started clapping.
Right. Right. I'm going to take into consideration that probably everybody listening to this podcast other than us has actually watched this show. So I'll just sum it up for you super quick. A family travels to a small town for Christmas. The dad hits something. Locals are strict and gruffy. Young tourist girl suspects odd things. Young tourist boy gets horny. Tourist parents don't give a fuck. Oh, there's our swear jar. Karen is a Karen. Town girl is playing games with the horny tourist boy. And a young tourist girl investigates a strange giant fence in the neighboring woods. And baby Yoda is rescued. That's the Cole's notes of the episode.
Why are you making fun of the town girl right off the bat? I feel like she's just minding her own business, and horny boys just, you know,
it's kind of my thing.
You just hate women.
I don't hate women, but okay. haven't you clued in that I've been hurt many times before by some very painful, but some very nasty women. So I put up this wall.
It's a self-esteem issue.
It's yeah. Let's not get into it.
Let's get into the podcast.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
Talk to me about this in Danish.
What do you think about this? This is a Danish
in
show.
In Danish, you don't say elves. You say nizir.
Nizir.
Nizir. And that's about it. That's all I got.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you too. I was trying to come up with notes for the show and I had to watch it for a second time, just kind of come up with some stuff.
I don't know. I mean, like, I think like any horror movie, there's always, especially in like modern day horror movies, there's always going to be something that you just have to kind of let go, a plot device that just is what it is in order for the horror to happen. And you just have to kind of forgive it and not think too much about it. But it just doesn't really make sense that these guys are even on this island. Like, if you see how everyone is reacting, why is this house even on Airbnb? Why is there an option to rent this house during Christmas break if they obviously don't want people here and they can't even control the one car on the ferry once it gets here to just stay on the fucking coastal road?
That's what I was saying too. Like, oh my God, why can't I see my note? I thought I had a note. Yeah. Like, what?
You got notes?
Yeah. No, I just couldn't find the note on this particular subject. I've got, why you have to be mad? Why don't they put up signs? Tell people don't go on this fucking road, man. Like, but yeah, they're like, stay off the back road. And I think the dad hit it on the head, right? He's like, why don't you guys just put up a sign? And the guy kind of takes a step towards him, like, oh, what's this guy with really smart ideas? How dare you have a decent idea?
Mainlander.
I'm going to puff my chest.
It's an old fence. This is not a new problem. They've obviously been dealing with it for a long time. You'd think they'd figure it out by now.
You'd think.
And let's talk about the fence for a second.
Yes.
It's a big fence.
Big fence. Is it electrified?
I don't know. I didn't get the sense that it was electrified, but it definitely could be.
And now the fence had warning signs on it, and they went that far. But it's like, you can still get to the fence without any sort of warning. And then like, oh no, stay back. It's like, come on.
What's the fence doing? Is it keeping back elves, or is it keeping back something bigger?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Obviously, the elves were out of the fence, because that's why they hit one.
Well, I was thinking that too. I was like, what good is this fence if they can escape? But let's be honest, the one that we saw escape was really small.
Like all elves are.
Right, right. Except, I don't know, we got some glimpses of some bigger looking elves. They look like size of a dog almost.
Do we know that's an elf, or is that just a reindeer?
No, I'm pretty sure that's an elf.
So you think...
I'm confident it's an elf. I don't know for sure, but I'm fairly confident that that's an elf.
So there are different stages of growth within these elves. We're... They hit a baby one, but there's really big ones that are behind the fence.
Right.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is that the fence works, but this baby was so small that it was able to squeeze out from something.
Then like the fence like, doesn't work.
Well, in theory it works, but yeah, this little one was able to get out. It keeps the big ones out, but this little one obviously.
But couldn't all the babies just get out and then become big and not be on the right side of the fence?
There you go. Maybe there's more out than just this one that we see, right?
I just feel bad for Aardman.
Aardman Island, maybe that's why.
Aardman Animations Island.
Stay the fuck off this road!
Oh, grammit. Wallace. And obviously they're Santa's elves. Because they have issues with Christmas. This island doesn't even cut down trees for Christmas trees.
Right, they believe in leaving the roots in the ground.
So they've got the
climate.
Weird conceptions of like what they should do for Christmas. So do you think this is an issue that only happens at Christmas time?
The elves just come out at Christmas time, but right. During the summer months when tourists come, they don't even bother telling them to stay up.
It doesn't matter. They're all like hibernating.
No,
or something,
I have a feeling this is a year round.
All year.
And we're just getting it in Christmas because that's when our story takes place.
Is this the real North Pole?
No, this is Denmark, Russ.
Yeah, but I know they tell you.
They tell
the society
that it's up north, but really Santa's workshop is somewhere hidden in the deep woods of Denmark.
Right, in Aardman Animations Island.
Why else are these things here?
Right, this is the real North Pole. So if you actually get through the elves in the middle, past the dead cow carcass,
right,
there is Santa's workshop back there.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Like, why did they're obviously feeding these elves or giving up offerings or something because they brought in this this cow
and they won't come for your children.
And off camera blood splurting everywhere. Look, the elves are just going to town on it. But I mean, you'd think these elves have been around for as long as people have, so hundreds of years, and they're stuck in this forest. Like, you think they'd be a little self-serving by now. Like, they could hunt and gather their own things. Like, why... Do you think this livestock is just like a tasty treat and it's an offering? Or do you think they actually rely on the townspeople to feed them?
Maybe it's a compromise. It's like, we'll give you a cow and you don't
leave us alone.
You leave us alone. You don't
come
for our children.
We'll bring you treats
right.
And you leave us alone.
Yeah, it's an arrangement.
Right.
It's working, so don't.
Now, where I want to know where all the toys are being made.
Right. So once
where's my PlayStation?
It's weird that to think that Santa's actually making PlayStations. Like, I think it made sense when he made, like, you know, toy ducks, wooden ducks. But now that most kids get, you know.
Yeah, do you really think Santa's, like, making the hardware for an advanced piece of tech like that? Like, come on, kids, you're smarter than that.
So is Santa ordering it delivered to the North Pole and then delivering it all across the world? Like, it seems like cut out the middleman.
I feel like kids are getting... I wouldn't say smarter, maybe a little bit smarter, a little bit younger now, but they're definitely...
kids are getting younger.
They're losing their innocence a lot earlier. So, I see, Santa's going to be phased out. Someone's going to cancel Santa here pretty quick, I'm pretty sure. He's going to get phased out.
Well, it's the whole sitting on the lap thing.
You know it. That's the first thing they look at. Why are you sitting on his lap? Yeah. What's that bulge going on there? Where the hell are you from, Santa?
That's his belly.
Why do you smell like scotch? You know, all these questions.
And
just leave it, let it be, people. It is what it is.
Santa is what he is. And just an old white man minding his own business.
I don't know. I think you touched base a bit in your JARP rating. Not too much like giant character development going on here. So I'd like to maybe touch base on the characters, but I really don't have too much to touch base on. You know, the parents are pretty one dimensional so far, except, you know, the mom's has her own agenda and making sure the whole friggin' family has to play by it. She's obviously having a hard time dealing with the fact that her kids are growing up and they're not children anymore.
She wants to keep the traditions.
Yeah, make Christmas ornaments and eat your cookies, and you know, and the horny kid just wants to go bang some local chick.
Do you recall that when you were a kid, when your parents would go on vacation, and you'd drive at the campsite, or you'd drive at wherever you were staying, and then that would be your priority number one is just to kind of walk around and see if there were
kids your age,
or just the, you know, somebody you were attracted to.
I had no game. I had no game. I just watched what you would do and wished that I could do that. And then even then, I mean, you were sort of my teacher as far as a game against girls. And you didn't have any game either. Basically what I'm saying is I was fucked. I had nothing to learn or I had no mentor. And so I just have to go off your game. And so you didn't give me much, man. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I had a good radar. I could always, I'm like, oh, did you see that girl as we drove into the campsite or whatever?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, if you get at that, my head was always on a swivel.
But the confidence of this kid in elves is amazing. He's just I'm going to go talk to her. And the mom's like, all right, good luck. I would just kind of like float around a girl for 3 hours, just pretending not to make eye contact. And see if she like smiled and then I would slowly move. Like it would not be as confident as this kid just goes and goes, I'm going to go talk to this girl.
God, I would stand on the other side of the amusement park or campground or whatever it was and just use the 200mm lens on my video camera to take a look at her. You know, I'm not going in there. I'm a stalker kid.
All right, pervy.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, no, this kid has, you know, even his mom gave him a little confidence boost. She's like, oh, yeah, you look really good when you're shopping. Whatever the hell that means. And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks, mom.
I look the best when I'm shopping.
I'm going to rail this.
If I get a couple bags in my hand, I look really good. If I'm checking out the mannequin, I look good.
When I'm shopping for bananas,
that mannequin looks good. I look better.
I look good.
How are these melons? Is it firm?
Do you want to, what predictions, what do you think's going on episode 2 and beyond?
I was going to say that there's something bigger,
right? You got it.
Behind the fence that I was going to think that it wasn't going to be elves. It was going to be something different, but I think you're probably right. It is like,
maybe it's like a giant troll elf, you know, they've got one giant motherfucker back there,
right?
You know, like the orcs and shit in Lord of the Rings, you know, they were kind of all human. And then they've got the one giant one that Legolas has to jump out of nowhere and wisp his beautiful blonde hair and shoot arrows at it, you know. And I don't think the town has an Aragorn lying around. Hence the fence.
So I think you're right, though. I wanted the elves to just stay small like gremlins, but they're probably,
I think they got some dog sized ones.
Yeah, they've got some big ones.
That's what I think. I think the one that she saved is just a baby. Right. And the one that was sort of spying on her from behind the fence was its mom or dad or family member, brother, who knows. And now that she's run off with this baby elf, mommy and team are going to find a way to break out of the fence.
Oh,
I think so. And shit's about to go down.
Get their family back.
Yeah. The town's going to go. It's going to get crazy. People in town are going to start dying. You know, they've got to go save themselves and stuff, and everybody's just going to sort of point their fingers at Josephine for starting this whole thing. And then they're going to, like the cows, they're going to duct tape the family together in kind of like one big spiral, right? They're going to mom, dad back together and all them. So it'd be like a big kind of cigar family taped up, and then they're going to put them through the fence and offer them up like the cow.
And will they be saved or will they just die?
No, No, that's how the show ends, right?
Ah, okay.
That's that's the whole full circle.
Detailed prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to you being wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Any other predictions?
This part? I didn't understand this part.
Sean's. Because you were so good in predicting Midnight Mass by, you know, putting Bram Stoker's Dracula and Midnight Mass together. I thought maybe, again, putting Gremlins and Elves together, I thought there was maybe going to be something. Well, now that she's got the elf in her cabin, is she going to feed it after midnight? Is she going to get it wet? Like, is she going to do something that makes it evolve into a monster? And
turns it bad, sort of
right.
thing.
Right, versus, or evil. Like, if she didn't fuck with it, it would just stay like a cute little elf. But because now she's got one at home and she's going to do something that actually works again. Like, I'm thinking, is there some sort of connection between the movie?
I don't know. Well, we will see. I just took a risk, buddy.
You think they just naturally get big? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus, like, something has to happen.
Yeah, but I do think this little one's going to get up to some trouble and do some nasty things. Won't do anything to Josephine because it saved her.
I think Josephine will live.
Well,
that's my prediction.
Thing is, these are only 23-minute episodes, and there's only 5 more of them. So you could binge the rest of the show in, about an hour and a half.
Excellent. Let's do that.
Totally. That's one of the reasons why I picked it. It'll be an easy one to wrap up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have too much to talk about. They're at the gas station. She's asked, begging for a dog. And then her mom's like, oh, don't worry about it. We got you, like, the greatest Christmas present in the world. What do you think that might be?
Crafts and Ardmon Island.
More crafts. Cookies, making, and decoration crafts. Making crafts.
Time alone with her brother.
They obviously couldn't sneak a dog,
right,
on their trip, or she would have found out. But so they obviously didn't get her a dog.
There's no animals.
So I don't think she really cares what this fantastic Christmas present is.
She does
an elf. Maybe they got her an elf.
Oh.
And now she's gonna have 2 elves.
Maybe this whole thing.
And then
is
they
planned.
Fight, and it's elf wars. Crazy
this shit is awesome.
You suck.
So this is where we rate the episode. We can give it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 jarps. 1 not so good, 5 holy smokies. What do you got, Sean?
I originally had a 2.5, then I really thought about it, and I dropped her down to a 2.
Oh.
I was trying to remember how I felt on the initial viewing experience, and I remember a little deflated, a little sad, a little meh. No, I wasn't sad.
I felt sad.
But I did feel meh.
A lot of people put a lot of work into this production.
I do, so that's why it doesn't get a 0.
Yeah.
There was some nice cinematography and some decent performances. I mean, Josephine is a little bug-eyed and annoying, but she fits the demographic. The kids fit the demographic of where they're supposed to be. So I'll take what I can get. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
So you thought the kids did a good job? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think they looked their age and acted their age. Sure. Now, are they going to win an Oscar for their acting? Probably not.
I don't think they give away Oscars for TV.
For Danish people either.
And Danish.
I don't think Danish people win Oscars. Yeah. Unless you're, what's her name? Madame Dane.
Well, actually,
Dane Judi Dench.
I think last year,
fucking annoying as hell, and just wins an Oscar for just saying her name.
Dane Judi.
Don't we talk about
this? British.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And
she's the only Dane that gets an Oscar.
I think last year they did give an Oscar to a Danish film.
You don't know.
It was like a bunch of teachers who get drunk during the day, and Mads Mikkelsen, isn't it?
Mads Mikkelsen. I'm milking it up.
And
I know who you're talking about.
And I'm milking it up. I think they won an Oscar. Anyways, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, you don't know for sure, do you?
Well, you rate
I'm this. Going back to my thing. I thought the elf looked pretty puppetry. Puppety? Google's like, I don't even know this word. And I thought it was a little janky. You know, even though it was a dark lit scene, you could still see enough to see that it looked really fake. Like, I mean, I get it. Elves aren't real. I'm sorry to break it to you. But with the darkly lit scene and all that, I guess I expected a little bit more. Don't show it as much if you can't do it well, sort of thing. If you're going to do it right. If you're going to do it right. If not, hide it. The 23-minute runtime was nice and quick, but the episode wasn't overly engaging, so I'm not chomping at the bit to get to number 2. I didn't feel much sense of danger until the very end, but hopefully the Danish finish strong.
Yeah, and again, the 2020 Oscars best foreign feature, Drunk. It's a Danish film.
drunk. The Danish
about four high school teachers consuming alcohol on a daily basis.
Perfect.
So they
if I was a high school teacher, I'd probably do the same.
So Denmark does get Oscars.
Yeah.
I scored this 1.5. Pretty bored watching the show, kind of looking up the whole time, going,
yeah.
Ugh. Dialogue interactions between characters seemed more like plot devices than genuine story building. It just is like, we need to just continue the story.
And we're going to have conversations things. Just to do it, right? Yeah. Rather than just any sort of
insight of who these people
engaging
are.
Storytelling tools. Let's just use straight up dialogue.
Gotcha. Seemed like there was one car, one rule, follow the coastal road, and 50 flaws with this episode. Now, I wouldn't say it's worth your time unless you really like this type of genre of horror, and I don't. So 1.5.
50 flaws, give me one.
Well, just the fact that they're renting a cabin to people who shouldn't be there.
Right. Everyone's against them visiting, but yet somehow one of the local cabins was able to be marketed on VRBO for someone to rent. Like if they were really passionate enough about this, there'd be no properties to rent at all.
Of course.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they wouldn't be there to begin with.
Gotcha. And now you've said, and so you're really into this genre, and that really made me think there's a little bit of this sort of Christmas horror genre going on. I think you can, I don't know too many movies, but I think there's enough movies that you might even be able to, I know there's like Krampus,
right
that's the only other horror Christmas movie I can think of. Oh no, what am I talking about? We're just about to review a horror Christmas movie, aren't we? Gremlins.
There's like Jack Frost.
I think is that a horror movie?
Yeah, I think so.
No. Oh, yeah. No, there's one with Michael Keaton. It's a family movie. But then I think there's also a horror movie about a killer snowman. I don't know.
Isn't there a horror movie where Tim Allen dresses up like Santa Claus? Isn't that a horror movie?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. That's why I stayed away from it. It looked scary.
Done selling weed to kids. I'm Santa now.
I'm done doing coke. Hook me up, Disney.
Feel like you want to throw up?
Okay.
Temperature check. This is the part where we go back and just quickly discuss some of the past shows that we have reviewed to see how they're holding up. Invasion. Shoot. I should have watched it before this episode. The season finale is on Friday. I could have wrapped it up and let you know. But yeah, so I got nothing new for you on that, but I will finish it.
So last time, 2 weeks ago, when you gave us the last update, you haven't watched anything since then? You must have seen one episode since then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not that you need to give me any more details other than.
No, again, it's not. It made a little bit of progress. They fired a nuke.
Oh, yeah.
At
Sam Neill.
At a clone. They don't even know what they hit. It was basically an invisible ship in the outer atmosphere of Earth. And they were able to lock onto the coordinates due to some sort of communication with the lost space station. And then they just decided, well, that must be where the cloned alien ship is.
Right. Makes sense.
Let's lock on there.
Science.
Science. And they fired a nuke. And that's how the episode ended, basically with a big explosion.
Ooh,
so
fingers crossed.
I guess we'll sort of see what happens. Yeah. Yellow Jackets. I'm keeping up on that. You keeping up on that?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's not. It feels they're taking their time.
How's your rating gauge going on? You gave it a 3.5. I believe. 3.5.
Yeah, I think it's still 3.5.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm liking it. I find that it's. I'm interested to see where it goes. It's getting a little supernatural, obviously, but yet still not really fully committing to it. So you don't really know if it's actually supernatural or not. But yeah, it's interesting. It's
good. Something odd is going out in the woods when the girls are there. You know, that abandoned cabin. There's some sort of scribings in the trees that people are seeing that looks kind of, I don't know, pagan? I mean, I don't know. Something like that. Interesting. Anyways, I'm not minding Juliette Lewis. Probably because she looks really weathered and stuff, and I don't think she looks good. So maybe I'm getting off on that a bit. Again.
Okay, I've got nothing to say to you about this.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we wrapped up last time.
We did. I'm just kind of putting some icing on the cake. Yeah. Honorable mentions. I just watched the Disney Plus. They're streaming the National Geographic documentary called The Rescue about saving that group of stranded Thailand soccer team of boys that were stranded in that cave.
Yeah.
And this is an in-depth documentary. Oh, man.
Crazy.
Just, yeah. Cried quite a bit.
Oh, shit.
Cried quite a bit. It's I highly recommend it. It'll pull on your heartstrings, but it's just, you know, obviously we all know how the story ended, but just to get there and how many people just sacrificed their lives, you know, hundreds of people sacrificing their lives to save 13 people, you know, it's, you know, just amazing how the world all came together and kind of stopped everything what they were doing, go watch it. It's awesome.
Go watch it.
It's definitely worth an hour and a half of your day. Stop what you're doing, fire up Disney Plus, and go see what true heroes do. I had no idea, Sean, you've talked a lot, but I'm going to keep talking.
Okay.
I had no idea that they sedated the boys to bring them out. 2.5 hours of cave swimming they had to do to pull each boy out. Basically, and they
sedated him because it was just too fucking.
It's just too much. The boys had never scuba dived before. They had, you know, just wearing the apparatus and stuff, you know, and just the technicality of 2.5. Like, can't even imagine. You get sort of these graphics of the tunnel system, and you can't even wrap your head around. Wow. Like the scariest environment imaginable. I'm not that much of a claustrophobic person, but there's absolutely
how much scriplunkin have you been in?
Yeah, there'd be no way in hell I could do it without panicking. So go watch it. I can't say enough. Obviously, I've hyped it up enough.
Spelunking.
I'm not gonna talk about this one. We don't need to.
Okay. I don't have any honorable mentions that I can think of on the top of my head.
No. You're all caught up on all your shows, right? Yellow Jackets.
On my shows?
Yellow Jackets was mine, wasn't it?
Quiet Grandma's watching her shows.
Oh, Invasion.
Her stories.
Invasion.
Invasions yours. Is you. Yellow Jackets we're doing together.
Shit. I forgot Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yes. Thank you. Oh,
there we go. We totally forgot about that.
Yes, I am.
Because it's a pretty forgettable show.
Wow. I just finished episode 4. It was getting better. It was getting episode 2. I think why they dropped both episodes, I think they're better as a pair. So the first 2 episodes, you kind of need to watch them together. I think we would have rated it a little bit more if we watched both 2 episodes when they dropped them at once.
Yeah.
And then this episode 3 was really good, actually. Then episode 4, I thought, was kind of a nosediver again. So We'll see. He's got 2 more. There's only 6 episodes in the first season, if they make any more seasons after this. But I'll let you know.
I was actually thinking about that when reviewing Elves. I was like, I wonder, like, if some shows require two episodes.
Two or three to give it a whole season.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because there's a lot of table setting in the first episode.
Right, but that's not the point of this show. Right?
No, it's not.
That's just it. So I was kind of like, maybe we need to start, you know, for certain shows, you know, let 2 episodes sink in. But I was like, no, that's not how we gauge the show. You know, they get, you know, first impressions, right? That's what it's all about.
We could just watch the first 5 minutes of the first episode and rate it after that.
I guess. Yeah. Did I want to watch more than 5 minutes of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be back. Media Rewind. This is the time when we go back and look at a film from our childhood. I don't think we watched this one together, but we definitely experienced it both as children. We are looking at the glorious 1984 film entitled Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante, written by Christopher Columbus, and executive produced by Steven Spielberg. So a pretty good wheelhouse there.
Mm-hmm.
A budget of $11 million. It made about 148.
Congratulations.
So I would say back in 1984,
pretty good.
That's a blockbuster.
People loved their Gremlins.
They do. And I've got some more trivia and little tidbits for you, but nobody really famous other than Phoebe Cates that you would know, but the voice of Howie Mandel is in there playing Gizmo. They got him to play
Gizmo.
Yeah. Where was this in Howie Mandel's career? Was he
very early on? Because if you go to the credits, he's really buried in there. So it was certainly, I think this was just work for him. I don't think it was like, hey, I know, well, let's get some star power to voice Gizmo. I think he was not a nobody, but I think he definitely wasn't a headliner or anything like that. He wasn't going to be pulling in any extra blockbuster numbers because the voice of Gizmo was done by Howie Mandel.
The kid from Bobby's World. Wasn't that the show he was on, Bobby's World?
Yeah, that was his show.
Yeah.
That was his idea based off one of his stand-up characters.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't you remember Ryan Houston used to be obsessed with Howie Mandel? And when we first started hanging out with Ryan, what?
Just joking.
he had the whole catalog of Howie Mandel stuff. So I was subjected to a lot of Howie Mandel in grade 8. I knew nothing about him, and I thought he was pretty funny. Very clean comedian. I guess
like Sinbad.
That's his thing. But yeah, still able to make a successful comedic career out of keeping it clean.
Okay.
I certainly would not be able to do that. Because you know who's in this movie?
Who?
Corey fucking Feldman. Whoa, is in this movie.
One of the Coreys.
Can you blink your eyes? Can you blink your eyes like this? Blink them like this. Oh my God. Blinky, blinky.
It is. Like, you kind of talk to a gizmo like it's a dog or a cat. And that's kind
of
how
baby.
You talk to
it. Yeah, I guess he babied him.
Oh, you're so cute. Oh, what a cute
boy. Like, did he... do you think he was just... a directable young actor that fit into the slot, or do you think he had a little bit of star power that putting Corey fucking Feldman in this movie added a little bit of cha-ching?
I mean, he must have been a good. I mean, directing children cannot be easy.
No,
and the fact that he had the majority of his career is all when he was a child. He must have been good.
I think that's it. I think he was just, you know, a good, he was easily directable, you know. His face certainly wasn't selling anything. So
come on. Not a bad looking
I'm just
kid.
Kidding. No, he was cute as a kid. Now he's ugly as shit, but, you know, he's got the whole, I want to be Michael Jackson.
Do you know what's been announced that Corey Feldman's in? A sequel?
Goonies 2. Mm. You better just play a super, super bit part. Like, he's owns the comic book store in Astoria, and they go there just for one scene to get, like, one tiny piece of advice or something, right? You know? And then he's done.
Yeah. Well, he's playing the same character. He's obviously, he's playing Mouth.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Talking about people that play the same character, I believe his name is Judge Reinhold. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I swear he had the exact same, I'm going to be manager one day. I'm assistant manager now. But when I put in the hard work, I'm going to be manager one day. He says the same thing at Fast Times in Ridgemont High, which was only a couple years before this.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite fun. And then he's gone. And then he's done in the movie. Like, again, like, why did they dish out some money for... I mean, he wasn't a leading man, but I'm sure he cost more than just Joe Blow actor. You know,
that's all they could get him. He had a tight schedule.
I guess. Maybe they wanted him for more. Maybe some of his scenes are on the cutting room floor. Maybe he got gizmoed later on and we never saw it. So, but he was like...
I got gizmoed.
Yeah. Come on, baby. You want to come for a date? We're talking cables, man. I got cable.
Imagine.
Like, holy fuck. Can you imagine that being a selling point to get chicks? Oof. I got Netflix.
But if you see how limited TV was with the Mr. Futterman's, just watching that one channel.
Was that the guy that got bulldozed?
Yeah, the neighbor, the racist neighbor.
This, like I didn't realize it till watching, but like I always thought, oh, these... The gremlins were just kind of hurting people. But no, they were like going out and killing people.
People died.
Tons. They bulldozed over that one guy. They caused so
that
many car accidents.
Yeah,
poor lady. The lady in the electric staircase, they fired her out. Like, she's dead. She got launched through her window across the street. Like, they didn't show us the real version of the movie where her head got cracked wide open. And
oh, stuff. Gosh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's why this was only PG-13.
No, it was PG, but just like Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, there was it scarred so many kids that I think Steven Spielberg went and with other advocacy change, it created the PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
So this
now
is,
did they first release it as PG and then change the rating?
There was no PG-13 when this first released.
No, so I know, but I thought maybe they made it for its release. But no, so it was released as PG.
And then I think kids like myself got fucked up watching it.
And then they changed.
Well, we better make a PG. We better
add a little asterisk to this.
Yeah, like, parental guidance if you're 13.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I was like, I wonder if I should show this to Stevie, and then God, I was like, no. No. I think she can handle some things, but little creatures running around, I mean, that's just cause for disaster.
Stop it after the Corey Feldman scene.
Yeah, no doubt.
Even just like the bumps coming from Gizmo's back, I'm freaking out as a kid. Like every time I got this image, it just kind of took me right back to when I was, I don't know, we would have been six in 1984. So I doubt I saw it when I was six, but
no, maybe I do too.
Seven
or I bet
eight.
It was a rental or something. I obviously didn't see it I didn't see it in the theater.
No, and I probably was so scarred by it, I haven't seen it since now. Like it's been
did
years.
It re-scar you when you watched it?
No. I think I now as an adult, I kind of understand the process of filmmaking a little bit more. I can separate myself. This is a puppet. I love Gremlin. I like puppets on puppets. I like when in the bar when the Gremlins are using the puppets. That was
when they use the puppets, it's not turning heads these days, but it can hold up a little bit when you use puppets. Now the whole start stop animation of them coming down the street as a big horde, that didn't even look good in 1984. And I kind of wish they removed that because it really kind of disjointed everything I felt at that point. Thank God for captions. I mean, here we are face to face, a couple of silver spoons, you know, 36 years later. I thought the main guy's name was Spike all the time. His name is Stripe.
Ah.
I thought it was Spike because of his hair, but no, it's Stripe. I mean, because of his hair, but also because he's got the white stripe. I mean,
the white stripe.
I've even got a little
figurine
in my office of him here. Oh, no, that's not him. That's the guy that likes to flash people. But anyways, how dumb do I feel thinking that it was Spike 36 years and it's really Stripe?
Good for you for even remembering names because, it scared me so much. I think, you know what it was? It was the kitchen scene. Which is pretty badass now when you watch the kitchen scene again, you're like, all right, mom. But like the whole microwave thing, that messed me up as a kid. Like watching a gremlin explode in a microwave, I know.
That mom, she was a mom.
She was a mom.
A mom. I guess she
and
would
the
be
mom for some.
Michael J. Fox's grandma then in Back to the Future, if you want to dive deep into it, and she was also the mom on Footloose, so she's quite typecast. She's a good old Hollywood mom.
So she not Kevin Bacon's mom, John Lithgow's mom,
Kevin
Bacon's grandma.
She was Kevin Bacon's aunt.
Okay,
so they went and moved in with his aunt and uncle, and she played the aunt.
And what point is Michael J. Fox have a grandma in? When do we see the grandma?
Well, because he gets hit by his grandpa.
When he goes back in time.
Yeah, when he's back in time. Yeah,
when he makes
out
with his mom. Okay, right.
Well, when he's recovering in her bedroom. So that's his mom. So her mom is obviously his grandma.
But we don't see her in 1985. We just see her in 1955.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Correct. And another little Back to Future tie-in is that, you know, Gremlins and Back to Future, if you noticed it, they shared the same town square back lot. So
in Hollywood film studio backlot.
Yeah.
Looked
familiar. I noticed the movie theater was in the same place and all that. And they've got like kind of the big open square in the middle of a square roadway system, right?
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, super cool. Super cool. What else you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about how racist this movie was?
I mean, it's...
Or do you think it's just... dated.
I don't think it's as racist as some movies end up being when you watch them again after 20, 30 years and you're like, oh, this is not good at all. It's very, like, a lot of stereotypes. There's definitely a lot of stereotypes.
Should have got a Zenus.
Like, but I don't, you know, I don't feel it's super racist.
No, I just think there's some things that would not fly these days, obviously. And we've experienced that quite a bit going back to these old movies, right?
I think the Gremlins scene in the bar is, it kind of like points to maybe some racial comments towards like black culture or something. But
because they kind of, all their outfits are kind of stereotyped right. for what they're doing and stuff like that. Yeah, they've even got like, I think they've even got like a blind Ray Charles
right.
gremlin at right. one point. Yeah. You know,
so it doesn't hold up very well. And then there's always the Chinese stereotype. Oops,
you got to quit. Oh. Come on. You got to get used to a microphone. Man,
this is not where I usually work.
No, Russ is all cramped up. And...
Oh.
Quiet! Shut up!
Jesus. Sean's kids
just I don't really talk to my kids, but I do it for the podcast. I do it for the past.
I don't know if there's ever a joke that's worth swearing at your kids like that.
I didn't swear. I said, shut up.
You told the kids to shut up.
That's not a swear.
Yeah, but what's that going to do to their development of learning?
They know they know daddy's.
It's okay to say shut up when you're doing a podcast. They know daddy's
joking.
Oh, you can say shut up as long as your daddy's doing a podcast. Then it's fine.
Oh, my dad. He doesn't mean it. He always says, screw you. Why are you here? And all. And I know he doesn't mean it.
And that's why I say it to you, Principal Smackers.
Yeah. I got a note here. Gremlins, I mean, are they asexual, or you think they're just comfortable with their sexuality? I mean, they don't need each other to reproduce. You've got some in dresses and wigs and skirts and playing the role of the female, and then you've got some playing the role of the male. I mean what's going on in Gremlin?
I would say they're asexual.
Gentrification
I think
here.
I think that's the way to go. I think they're. I don't think.
I think they're just free, right?
Yeah. There's no boys or girls. There's just they and them.
Just they and them and having fun.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Why can't we all be more like gremlins?
I wish we were. Well,
maybe you want to wear dresses and a wig?
Maybe. Yes, I do. But sometimes, yeah. Maybe sure. Maybe not the gremlin side. Maybe we can just be more like a Mugwa.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Let's talk about the real jarring scene in this movie. Not the violence, not the gore, not that. It's about out of the blue, nowhere. Phoebe Cates and the other shit ass actor in this movie, Billy. They're talking, reminiscing about Christmas, and she brings up this story about how her dad died in the chimney, and it's just this horrible experience about how her dad died on Christmas, and that's why she hates it and all that. I mean, they're in a small town. This happened when they were young. Certainly, this Billy kid knew all about this, but he's like, oh really? I had no fucking idea. The whole town would have known about this, and yeah. She's just telling him about it, but it's so out of the blue.
Maybe they moved. Maybe they didn't live there in that town.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. They didn't dive in.
After that, you gotta move. You can't you can't stay in the house.
But it's like, where's your dad?
Yeah, he's in the chimney.
My parents got divorced, you know, or my dad died. Oh, you know, she would have never brought this up before. Anyway.
Well, maybe they moved to the town after her dad died. And she just said, you know, and no one ever asked because no one cares about anybody but themselves. And this is that opportunity.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty.
How old is Billy? Billy works at the bank.
I think Billy's just out of high school a couple of years.
But he's going to school still. No, Corey Feldman's going to school. Yeah, it is weird. It is an interesting. And the fact that Joe Dante fought for that scene and other people were trying to get
it seems like. The research I did seems like everybody, even Stevie Spiebley, didn't like it, but said, "Hey, Dante, I guess this is your movie." But you know, despite that weird addition, it obviously had no effect on the overall.
It actually makes
box
it
office
kind of weirder. It which did. Maybe people like.
I guess maybe that was his thing. He says, "You know, he left it in because it had a." The movie was supposed to have a combination of horrific and comedic elements. And yeah. I guess, yeah, you're laughing at her saying that line, but I guess you kind of look at it, you're like, why am I laughing at this? This is horrible.
Well,
and
probably
I guess
another
that's the thing, right?
Another reason why your kids shouldn't watch this if they still think Santa Claus is real.
Yeah, exactly. This would, yeah, there you go. That's why they had to change it to PG-13. They had little kids. Yeah. This movie ruined Santa Claus for so many kids.
Yeah, and the fact that they could never watch TV again.
Why is that?
Because they were scared.
Oh.
Gremlins in a blender.
Oh, right. Gremlins in a blender and a microwave.
In a microwave.
They don't want to microwave their popcorn anymore.
Yeah.
What'd you think about going back to this movie? I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I'm glad I did because I was literally freaked out by it for so many years that I haven't seen it probably since I watched it when I was 10 years old. And so I'm happy I went back to it and got to enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, nostalgia purposes, it was nice to go back. But as far as, I'm going to go back and look for some quality filmmaking to reminisce about, this is not one of them.
The puppetry is fun.
Yeah.
But the movie in general is not a high quality movie.
I tried to look for it. I couldn't find it. But I thought I remembered like the gizmo face that does all the big facial gestures and stuff like that. I thought I remember it being quite big.
You'd think with the detail at that in 1980, whatever.
Yeah, they made a big animatronic for that and just, you know, used cutaways and made it seem smaller than it was.
I buy that.
I buy that for a dollar.
I buy that, Mugwai.
Because it is our last episode of the year, Merry Christmas. We're going to do what we did last year as well in 2020. We're going to look back and we're going to give our top 10 TV streaming series. And it can be as long as the season was released this year. It could be season one of a series. Could be season two, three, four, five. As long as it came out in 2021, it's part of our top 10 list. And it's interesting. I think both our lists, there is episodes that we reviewed here on the episode on the podcast that made it to our list. Some series that we did not ever are on our list. Do you want to go first?
I just want to do the one caveat is that these are only shows that we have seen.
Right.
So there's tons and tons of great quality shows out there that I just haven't gone around to watch.
Have you seen yet. Squid Game?
Yeah, like I've seen Squid Game, okay. but I mean,
Squid Game.
You know, on everybody's list is like Bridgerton or whatever. I haven't seen any of that.
Well, don't put Bridgerton on your list.
I don't know. And the Mayor of Eastwood or whatever it's called. You know, it's on everyone's. I haven't seen those shows. So just caveat, these are only shows we've seen. And just because we didn't mention them doesn't mean we don't think they were deserving. It's just we haven't seen them.
Right.
Then don't hate on the three people that listen to this podcast. Don't hate on us.
Yeah.
You know what? I had a really tough time coming up populating a whole list because I watch a lot of movies too, and our criteria was just shows, and I didn't want to just put anything in it. But here, I'm gonna go for it.
Okay, number 10.
I don't have anything for number 10, but I've got to put something right now, I think a number 10 would either be WandaVision or Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm trying to think which one I enjoyed more. I think in the end, I probably enjoyed WandaVision, even though I felt it was quite flawed near the end, but I still, me and my wife would cuddle up on Fridays and watch it. So I'm going to give it that one. WandaVision would be my number 10 then.
Okay.
The next one would be another Disney production, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
Yeah, me and my family, we enjoyed watching it. It was cute. You know, it's not going to win any Oscars or whatever, but it was a nice, simple story about kids gaining confidence and all that. I didn't hear what you were saying in the background there, but everybody else did. Number 8, the one that we reviewed, Mosquito Coast. I quite enjoyed that. I'm looking forward to season 2 and seeing what happens there. Mm-hmm. I think one here that you don't ever watch, Cobra Kai season 3. Totally stupid, totally brainless, but I guess that's why I liked it.
I stopped after season 1.
It was a good escape. It's a good escape just to watch something funny and silly and all that. You know, like I'm not going to compare it to The Office or Parks and Rec, but along those lines where, you know, it's just a fun show to put on. Number 6, we're still watching it, Yellow Jackets.
Right.
I think it's good. I'm looking forward to where it goes. Number 5, Yellowstone season 3.
Keep the yellow going. Keep the yellow going.
Yeah, I do enjoy Yellowstone. I'm in season 4 now. I didn't mind the last episode. I felt it was one of those middle of the season episodes that absolutely goes nowhere that they didn't even have to have. So I don't know what they're doing there. Hopefully tonight's episode is much better. Another one, number 4, a brand new cherry flavor.
What is this? I don't know.
Think this hit many people's radar. This is an interesting show. Dark, gory, kind of horror-ish. I don't know if you would like it, Russ, because of those factors, but I found it neat. It was about a girl who made an independent horror movie and was trying to sell it in Los Angeles. And it's sort of the story of her getting totally screwed over by this manager who finds her and stuff like that. But then she gets payback and there's kind of like witchcraft and stuff involved. It's interesting. It's different. Hmm. I think if you see the poster for it, it'll definitely intrigue you. Some cool artwork. Number three, we reviewed this. I really liked it. Invincible. So I'm really looking forward to season two of that, whenever that should drop. I'm going to get the name right. Finally, I don't know why. I forget what I used to call this show, but it's actually called I Think You Should Leave. Season two, kind of a sketch comedy show that I literally pee my pants when I watch. And then first and foremost, our almightiest, best reviewed show ever, but it is the second season, not the first season of it, Dave. I'd say that was my favorite show that I watched this year.
Good show.
Sorry, I tried to go as quick as I could with that. No,
you did great.
Yeah, so...
you did great. Hey, here we go. My top 10 list of TV shows.
I'm going to interrupt you now.
Yeah, just do it. I don't care.
I will.
Number 10, Hacks and the HBO. Number 9, it's either going to be Succession Season 3, which is the finale is tonight of Season 3, and it could either like just kill it, or it could be a crazy... leading up to something really crazy, or it could just be the same that it's been, which has kind of been blah.
Tonight's episode is your swing vote.
So yes, it's my swing vote. So if it kills it, then definitely Succession Season 3. If not, then I'm going to take it off the list altogether and put WandaVision.
Right.
Number 8, Underground Railroad on Prime. Number 7.
Underground, wait.
Oh, okay.
Nope, never heard of it. Tell me, you've got 10 seconds. Go.
Underground Railroad. It's kind of like this fantasy aspect of the real Underground Railroad where Americans, Black Americans would move throughout the United States during, when slavery was real. And so it just kind of captures a couple of different individuals through that process, looks at kind of all different sides of the argument, or not really argument, but just the issue. It's super crazy. It's a crazy show. It's, I don't know. It's drama. It's a drama. It's slow at times. And at times.
Sounds heavy.
Sometimes you're like sitting at the edge of your seat.
Sounds heavy. Kind
of like biting your nails.
Okay. That's good.
It is super heavy.
Super heavy, but also has some drama and anticipation and all that excitement. It's not a boring drama.
No. And they add some fantasy elements to it so you can swallow it all a little bit more, or else you just be like, ready to set the whole world on fire.
Okay, move on.
Number 7, I'm going to say it's Wheel of Time. I've only watched, I think, 3 or 4 episodes. They're releasing them week after week on Prime. It could be a really good show. I recommend people checking it out. And as we go further, it might actually go up higher in my list. Number 5, Invincible.
You skipped one.
Oh, shit. Number 6, Midnight Mass. I really like Midnight Mass.
Yeah, that's okay.
It didn't make your list, but that's fine. Number 5 is Invincible. Number 4 is...
Hey, that's funny. Why was 3 or 5? It was good. We're starting to align here a little bit.
Yeah, sort of. Number 4 is The Mandalorian Season 2.
Never seen it.
Have you heard of Star Wars? All right.
Is that like Star Trek, but worse?
Yes. So it's not as much...
I'm just kidding. I choose Star Wars over Star Trek any day.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now you're throwing shade. Number 3, Dave Season 2.
Nice.
Number 2, Normal People.
Never seen it.
I'd go check it
out. I will, though, now that's made your number 2. Yeah. That's for sure.
Number 1, Loki.
That's
controversial.
Okay. Different strokes, different
folks. You know what? I've gone back. I've watched Loki a second time.
Oh, okay.
Like... I think I watched it when it first came out. I think I'd watched the episodes back to what I watched them 2 or 3 times, and now I've watched it again. So I've probably watched the whole series maybe 4 or 5 times. And I don't know. I really like it. I thought production value, the storytelling, the acting. I don't know. There's just a lot that I really enjoy about Loki. So it's my number 1
for 2021. I see the odd YouTube video kind of deep diving into it. Looks like there's lots to explore within Loki. There's a lot more Easter eggs and kind of hidden story elements and B plots, C plots, and all that kind of tucked away in it if you're kind of up for looking a little deeper into it, right?
Did you say you've never seen Loki?
We saw the first episode and it just didn't float my boat. Right. And I'm not saying it was horrible or anything. It just, I wasn't engaged enough to keep it up. So
there you go.
Maybe I'll go back since it made your number one. Well, I think I'd like to check out Normal People first.
Yeah. Normal People is real and genuine and people dealing with real life issues. So it's.
Is that the one on Prime with a bunch of, like, it's kind of a star studded cast? Nope. Oh. No, I'm thinking of something.
You're thinking of like The Strangers with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, every time. Oh, I can't stomach looking now, at Nicole. You know what? I'm not getting it.
Come on, man.
I'm not. She's had too much plastic surgery. Why can't she just? She's a beautiful woman. Just her plastic surgery looks super botched. That's all that I mean. I have no problems with her. I think she's an incredible actress, but like Renee Zellweger, just it looks like they've gone overboard with their plastic surgery and they're kind of pushed up in tight faces. I don't know. It just fucking annoys me. That's all. All
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I secretly hate all women except my wife. I love very much, sweetheart. And, there's nothing I hate also, about you whatsoever.
That's unfortunate for your wife. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I just feel like...
Why? She's put on a pedestal.
If your husband hates women, I don't think it's...
I don't hate women. I've got to cut this part out. Well, you started it, Sean. Now you're all psycho and talking to yourself. Not only do you hate women, but you talk to yourself. Oh, God. You're right.
And that's the bug.
What are you going to do about it? I guess I gotta go back and edit some stuff out.
And go to therapy.
Been there, still there. Where do you think I gotta go? Get out. That's what's next. Oh, she's calling right now.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast.